Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirvan Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masachet Bav Metzia Daf Chaf Chet Amud Aleph, taking a look at Mishnah Vav of the second parak, dealing with the duration of Hachraza, meaning you've taken an Avedah into the house and it has Simanim, and now you've declared a particular kind of Avedah. We will see what the notion, what the content of that declaration or the specificity of the declaration is a little bit later on. Question is, for how long do you hold on to it and make this declaration? Rabbi Meir. Meir says, until everybody in the neighborhood, evidently, we'll see which neighborhood we're talking about, knows about it, so there'd be enough time for the fellow to hear about it, come and claim it. If after that time nobody claims it, then you've done your due diligence. Rabbi Yudon Meir Shalosh Regalim. He gives a more standardized time frame, which is three regalim. V'achar regal acharon shiv ayamim. And after the last of the regalim, so typically if you found it in the winter, you would say Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot. And then after Sukkot, in that case, shivat yamim, another 7 days. Why? K'dei sheilech lebeito shlosha v'yachzor shlosha v'yachriz yom echad. Now, it's a little unclear who's going back, but the idea is that, let's say, when somebody came to Yerushalayim, and they only happened to get there for that third regel, and that's when they heard about this Avedah, they would have 3 days to go home, and then 3 days to come, 3 days to go home and check to see if one of their important garments or one of their animals or whatever it is was missing, and then they would have 3 days to come back, and then a seventh day in which they would be able to come forward and present their simanim in order to claim their Avedah. So the notion here that is implicit in this time frame is that it takes 3 days, roughly, on average, for the furthest person to go home from Yerushalayim. In other words, the expanse or the range of Olei Regel is 3 days away. We'll see how that may be problematic. Tana Shechinei Avedah. So if a Tana explains which neighbors are we talking about, the neighbors who are around the Avedah. My Shechinei Avedah, what does that mean? Ilei Mishchinim de Baal Avedah means the neighbors around the one who lost it. Yad Lelezo Lahadrin Ilei. What if they know about it? So let them just return it. Ela Shechinei, in other words, if we know who the guy who lost it is, so his neighbors find out, so they know who it is. Neighbors of X. Ela Shechinei Makom Shnim Tzeipo Avedah means the neighbors around the area where it was found. So by the time everybody in the neighborhood where it was found finds out, according to Meir, that's enough. Rabbi Yudah gives the three regalim. Now, Arminhu, we have the following challenge. The challenge here is not about Avedah, but it's rather about how far would people typically come from in order to make Aliyah LeRegel. Arminhu, Mishloshab, Marchesh, Van Sholi, Netag Shemim. The Mishnah Tanit says, you begin asking for rain on the third of Marchesh. Gamliel Omer B'Shivabo, that's the Halacha, of course. Why? Chamisha Sayom Achar Achag. That's 2 weeks after Sukkot. Why? Kadesh Yagia Acharon Shmeret Yisrael and Har Prat. So that the last person, because the notion is the minute we start asking for rain, it'll start raining. So if the last person who left right after Sukkot, meaning the furthest person, will get all the way to the Euphrates, which is where the furthest reach of people lived, and we get the sense that it's a 2 week walk. So that means that 3 days is not the, the radius, but rather 15 days. So how do we reconcile this? Rav Yosef, Lokasha, Kan Mikdash Rishon, Kan Mikdash Sheni. Rav Yosef gives the following answer. That Mishnah, which is odd, is Gamliel's statement is referring to the times of the first Beit HaMikdash, when Jews lived in much greater distance, and they traveled much further. B'Mikdash Rishon, Nefishi Yisrael Tuve, there's lots of Jews. Dichtiv Bohu Yehuda V'Yisrael Rabim Kachol Asher Asfat HaYam LaRov. In near the beginning of Malachim, they're all over the place. But even Kuleha, you need much more time. Mikdash Sheni, the Lone Fishi Yisrael Ruvutuva, where there weren't as many Jews around. Dichtiv Bahu Kolakah Bekeachad Arbari Bo Alafim Shva Shlosh Meot Shishim. In the second chapter of Ezra, it counts the very first wave of Aliyah as being 40,000 Jews. Then Lobain and Kuleha, you don't need so much. Now that's a little bit misleading because, first of all, the number of 40,000 was not referring to Jews in the world. It was referring to Jews who have made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. But the notion Gamliel suggested was, how long would it take you to get back to Nahar Prat, which is obviously not in Eretz Yisrael. Besides which, those 40,000 were just the first wave. Afterwards, there was another wave that came with Ezra, and there were later waves. So Amrle Abaye v'haktiv v'yeshvu akonim v'alvim etzarim shorim shorim v'chol Yisrael v'arehem. In other words, eventually more people came and settled, and plus, even in the 40,000, they were all over the place in their cities. It wasn't like 40,000 settled in one city. It was less than 3 days from the Mikdash. Actually, it's the opposite notion, because if you have a denser population, you don't need as much time. Meaning, the world is kind of contiguous. And you have caravans going day and night because there's a population, so therefore it's safe, etc. You don't need so long, and the news will get there quicker. You have 3 days. So Abaye's take on it is that in Mikdasheni, in the Second Commonwealth, there weren't as many Jews, but there was the same distance from Mitzvat Alma. The world isn't sort of contiguous. Therefore, you don't have caravans going both day and night. There you need 15 days, which would be very strange, because then Rabbi Huda's Shita would be that the 3 days of travel, which means a total of 7 days, 3, 3, and 1, is referring to the times of Mikdash Rishon. The truth is, either one, to reconcile them and have either one of the Mishnayot, which are practical, be referring to a time which was 600 years or 700 years earlier than the statement being made is a little bit odd. So Rava has a different take. Rava Loshta Mikdash Rishon, Loshta Mikdash Sheni. It's both Mikdash Rishon, Mikdash Sheni. The answer is that the two realms do not overlap, meaning asking for rain, which is related to the last Jew getting home from Yontov, and how long you have to continue to make the Hachraza. The Rabbanan just simply didn't require you to wait so long and to make so much, so to such a duration of making the Hachraza. Am Ravina Shramina ki Machriz Glima Machriz. Ravina then comes to a conclusion, which is really a dispute of Nachman of Yehuda that we'll have in a little bit, about what it is you announce. Do you announce, I found an Aveda, and somebody then has to come and say it was a garment? Or do you say, I found a cloak, and then he has to come and identify the specifics? The Esau, so he says, it's clear that you announce glima, a cloak, as an example. The salka daita chaved tamachris, because if you'd think that you announce just an avedah, so by inon lemitfile chada yoma, then even Rabbi Yehuda Shita, we'd have to add another day, le'iyuni b'mones, to go home and look through all his clothes and see if something's missing. Because if you say a cloak, he can go home, check his 5 cloaks, there's only 4 there, come back. But if you say clothing, it takes a lot longer to look through his stuff. Shmamina glima machris, shmamina. So Ravina says, this supports the position of glima machris. Now Rav Amar, afilu te maved te machris. He disagrees and says, no. You don't necessarily have to conclude glima machris. It could be you just announce an aveda. Leitrichu rabbanon baveda yoter midai. The rabbanon simply did not obligate you to do so much. So therefore, you announce aveda. The guy goes home. If he can't find it within a day, so you already have 3 regalim. Tana rabbanon. There's several brayot relating to this. Regal rishon omer regal rishon. The first regal that you come, you announce an aveda and says, this is the first regal of this aveda. Regal sheni omer regal sheni. Do the same thing the second time. Regal shlishi omer stam. The third regal, you just say there's an aveda. You don't have to say this is the third regal. V'yamai lemer regal shlishi. Why don't you announce that? The answer is delo ati lechlufi b'sheni. So people don't confuse it, and he doesn't confuse it, and by accident say sheni, and people think, oh, I've got longer to look for it, and then it turns out they don't. Sheni nami ati lechlufi b'rishon. So why do we have him announce sheni? Maybe he'll mix that up and say rishon. The answer is haka'ati regal shlishi. That doesn't matter. If the guy announced regal rishon, people think I have more time. Well, they do have more time, because really it's sheni. In other words, the first two you can announce the regal, because even if you get it wrong, there's still another regal coming. But if regal shlishi, you make an announcement of any sort, and you get the wrong regal, and you're done announcing, then they're stuck. Tana rabbanan b'rishona kol mishim yatzah aveda yamachriz aleha shlosha regalim. And this seems to support Rabbi Yehuda's position, but makes Rabbi Yehuda's position one of the original takana, but not the current one. Originally, you announced 3 regalim. V'achar regal achron shiva yamim, k'desh yelech shlosha v'yazor shlosha v'yichriz yom echad, exactly Rabbi Yehuda. But mishachar v'et hamikdash, in which case you don't have people coming back and forth to Yerushalayim, shibaneh v'mehera v'yamenu, which may date this brayta to being before 135, but more on that some other time. Hitkinu shumachrizim v'atei knesiot v'atei midrashot. They made a takana that they make announcements in the batei knesiot and batei midrash, and we don't have this time frame of shalosh regalim. U'mishurabu ha'anasim, and then we had anasim, thugs, that proliferated, and we'll talk about that in a minute, what they are. They made a takana that quietly you let everybody in the neighborhood know, and all your friends, vidayo, and that's all you have to do. Now, my Mishra Rabbi Wanasin, what is that referring to? Damri Aveda Telemalka. These were strong-arm agents of the government, but we'll see they're Parthians, who would seize any Aveda and say it's confiscated, belongs to the king, eminent domain. So we have a story about this that happened in Eretz Yisrael under Roman rule. Rabbi Ami, this now is late 3rd century, Ashkach Odiata de Dinari, found a basket, Odiata de Dinari, a basket full of gold coins. Chazi Ahuramah de Kamirtat. So a Roman soldier saw that Rabbi Ami, who was holding this thing, was scared. And he obviously was scared to make the announcement, thinking the Roman would seize it and some Jew would lose his possessions. Amar le zil shkol anafshach. He said, you could keep it yourself. Delav parsoi anan de amri avei to the malka. So evidently the Romans were familiar with it. He said, we're not like Parthians who seize everything for the king. You can keep it. You don't have to be afraid. Tanu Rabbanan. Evan Tohan haktav Yerushalayim. There was a particular rock, maybe a rock, but it was a place called Evan Tohan. Right? And it was basically the lost and found. Komisha Abdalo Avedonof Nifnalasham. And this is now an added piece relative to the Shalosh Regalim, building on the notion that people would come to Yerushalayim on a regular basis and that was the place to announce things, but centralizing it. So anybody who lost something, Nifnalasham, would go there. Komisha Motse Aveda Nifnalasham. Anybody who found something would go there. They'd meet there. Zeo Medo Machriz, Zeo Medo Ten Simanim, blah. One guy would stand up and say, I found a cloak. Perhaps, and the other guy would come and say, oh, I lost a cloak with a red stripe and a green pocket, etc., and then he would take it. Vizui Shishaninu, and that's the famous Mishnah Tanit, about Choni HaMiagel, that when it started raining, he said, go and see, Tzuruim Nimchet Evan HaToan. When it started raining, and it wasn't drops, but the big heavy rain, he said, go see if the Evan HaToan has been covered up, in which case I now have to ask him to reduce the rain because it is, indeed, too much. Okay, the next Mishnah, Amarta Aveda Velomar Simoneha. Let's say a fellow who was claiming the Aveda identified the Aveda but did not identify the Simonim. Lo Yitein Lo, you can't give it to him. That should be fairly obvious. Vaharamoi, if there's somebody who's known to be a fraud, Avisha Mar Simoneha Lo Yitein Lo. Even if he identifies the Simonim, we assume that perhaps since this guy's already known to be a fraudulent fellow, a deceptive fellow, he somehow got a sneak peek at it and saw some identifying feature, then presented himself as if he were the owner. You don't give it to him. How do we know this? Shenemar adrosh achicha oto. And we saw this drosha already, that you hold it until your fellow, your brother, seeks it out. Which obviously, you can't give it to him if he seeks it out. So the notion is, achdi drosha achicha, until you seek out your brother, imremaihu imeno armai, to see if he's lying or not. And how do you do that? You have him give simanim, but if you already know that he's a fraud, then he has to do more than that. We'll see what that is. Now, itmar, Rav Yehuda Amar Aved Tamachris. We had this in the previous sugya, and now we see it full on. Ravina tried to draw a conclusion about it. Rav Yehuda said, when you make an announcement, you say, I found an Aveda. And the person has to come and say, I lost a cloak, etc. Nachman Amar Glima Machris says, no, you identified the item without the simanim. Rav Yehuda Amar Aved Tamachris, why do you Amar Glima Machris? If you come and say, I found a cloak, we're concerned that that everybody or other people that we don't know to be fraudulent will be, and they'll just have one or two simanim about it. But if you say, I found an Aveda, nobody could just on their own figure out what it was unless they knew. Nachman Amar Glima Machris. He says, no, you announce a cloak. We're not concerned about Ramayim. Imkein Ema Davar Sof, because otherwise there's no end to it about what level of concern you're supposed to have. Now, Tanan Amar, Tavidev Lomarta Simanea, our Mishnah says that if the fellow identifies the Aveda, but not the Simanim, Hareze Lo Yitein Lo. I can't give it to him. Now, Iyamar Pishlam Aveda Machriz, if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda that you just say, I found an Aveda, so we understand what it is he said, Kamashtan Efagav Damar Glima, even though he comes and says, yes, I lost a cloak, which is what you found, but you didn't tell anybody, Klamar Simanim, but if he wasn't able to say the red stripe in the green pocket, Loma Hadrin Loi, we don't give it to him. But if you say like Rav Nachman, that you announce, I found a cloak, as an example, so what does the Mishnah mean? Amar yu glima, v'amar yu glima. You announce, I found a cloak, and the fellow says, yes, I lost a cloak. So tzrich lememar ki lo amar simanim lo hadrin alei. What, you have to tell me that if you can't identify the red stripe in the green pocket, you don't return it to him? So Rav Safra li olam glima machris. Rav Safra says, no, we can still defend Rav Nachman, that you announce a cloak. Amar yu glima. What the Mishnah means is, you say, hey, I found a cloak. Mar'iyu simanim, and he comes and says, yes, it had pockets. What does it mean he didn't identify simanim? Amar simanim uvhakin dida, meaning he didn't identify the unique simanim about it. In other words, he gave some identifying features which are not unique to it and don't tell us a whole lot. That, you might think you still return it. Guy's claiming it. Why not believe him? The answer is no. He has to give you the unique simanim, the red stripe and the green pocket. Now, v'ramayav bishamar tzimaneha reizel itein. L'tan rabbonin. Again, we have a history of avidah b'rishona. Originally, how was the practice? What was the practice? Kol misha avdalo avidah. Anybody lost something? Hayan otein simanin v'not la. Would give simanim and got it. Misharabu aramayin. Then there was a proliferation of the fraudulent people who would come and deceptive people and who would give simanim that they had discovered somehow. Hitkinu shi'omrim lo. Save ave edim to lav ramoyat. You have to go bring edim that you're not a ramoy. Anybody has to come and say, has to bring ramoy. He's an honest guy. But he doesn't have to bring edim that the item was his. He has to bring edim that he's an honest guy. Vital. And we have a story. Kata avuadur of Papa, Papa's father, who we assume to be an honest fellow, irchas leicham ravashkuchua. He lost a donkey and somebody found it. Out of the coming rabba baravuna, he came to the beitin. Amar lezil aiti sadi to lav ramoyat. He told him, Papa's father, go bring edim that you're not a fraud. Vital, and then you can bring a simanim, fine. Azal aiti sadi, brat sadi, amar lahu yaditun bi dramayhu. So the Rav Ravuna asked the Adim, do you know if he's a ramay? Amru le'in, they got confused by the question, and they said yes. Meaning, yes, we know he's not, but it sounded like they said, yes, he is a fraud. Amru lahu ana ramay ana. So Rapapa's father said, what, I'm a ramay? Amru le'in ana lav ramay at kamrina. We didn't say that. What we meant is, you're not a ramay. Ravuna mistabra lomaiti inish chov talanavshe. Well, it makes sense that that's what they meant. And that not just that they were embarrassed by his question, they really thought to say he was a fraud, because why would he bring witnesses that he knew were going to say that he was a fraud? So we should believe him that the testimony is good, and then he evidently was able to collect his donkey. And now to the rest of Mishnah Zion, kol davar she'oseh v'ochel, v'yochel, which means if you have an aveda that you brought into the house, and it's something that produces and also eats, like a cow, for instance, or like an ox that you can plow with, and it does work, and yet it needs to eat, then that's what you should do. Hold on to it, work it, you may work it, you don't have to lock it up, and benefit from it, and feed it. But if it's something that does not produce anything, but it does eat, which means it's going to cost you to take care of it, that you don't have to do. Yimacher, you sell it on the spot, and what's the reason? Shemar vashivoto lo, you have to return the item. Meaning, you have to find the best way to return it to him. If you return it to him 3 months later and say, the item was worth $20, but it cost me $100 to upkeep, then you're not returning anything to him, you're hurting him. So, what do you do with the money in that case? Ritafron says you may use it. But since you may use it, now you're like a shoel, and that means that if they get lost, you're liable. Rikiba says you can't touch it, you got to put the money away. But the result of that, of course, is that if the money gets lost, the be'ones, you are not liable. Okay, the Gemara asks, Uli Olam, what if an animal does produce, you just keep it forever and keep working it and keep feeding it, but knowing the whole time it's not yours? Nachman Amar Shmuel Ad 12 Chodesh. He says, no, 12 months, that's the end of the road. Tanina Miachi Kol Davar Shosevi Ochel K'gon Para V'Chamor. There's a couple examples. You keep it for 12 months, you got a cow or a donkey, you use the donkey to ship things or to take you places. What you do is you estimate it and you leave it, meaning you sell it. If you have young calves or donkeys, then you work with them for 3 months. You take care of them for 3 months, and then mikan ve'elach shamd mehen u'menichan. Avazin v'tani golin metapal mem 30 yom. If you have geese, meaning any fowl, it's 30 days. Mikan va'elach shamd mehenu menichan. Then you sell them. Now Rachma Yitzchak tani golit kibehem agasa. He says a chicken, not a rooster, but a chicken is like a cow, because a chicken makes eggs, and the eggs can be sold and used to pay for his food. Now tani meachre a brighter that's similar, but not exactly the same. Tani golit kibehem agasa metapal mem 12 chodesh. All right, so that bright the supports of Nachum Yitzchak, that a tarni golet is in the category of a behemagasa, or along with, and it's 12 months. But watch this. Agalimus siachim, calves, whereas before we had 3 months, now it's 1 month. that before in 1 month, that it takes more work and feeding than what you get out of it, you keep it for 3 days and then you sell it. So we now have a contradiction between the Braitot about calves. Is it 3 months or 1 month? And avazim v'negalin and fowl, 1 month versus 3 days. That's not a problem. If you have grazing land nearby, so it's not hard for 3 months to take care of them, it doesn't cost much. But if you don't, you have to feed them, then 1 month is the max. Avazim v'tarnigolin, avazim v'tarnigolin. Nami lo kasha, the geese is also not a challenge. Habaravri, habazutre, if they're big and they eat a lot, so 3 days. If they're small and they don't eat a lot, so 30 days. Mishaino sevi ochel, right? So we said that something that does not produce, tambon mashevo tolore, heyachtashiven lo. And here's just an expansion on the end of the Mishnah. Shelo yachil engel agalim, siach lisiachin, avzal avazim tanagol tanagolin. Meaning, if let's say you found a few geese, you're going to end up having to feed one of the geese to the rest of the geese because you're going to have to sell it to make money to feed it, which is not helping the guy who lost it in any case. So therefore, you want to find the way to be able to restore what he had. If you can keep the thing because it works, fine. If not, sell it, and at least the money will be something you can return to him. All right, Ma'ayeh B'domer, Ritafron Ma'ishtamesh Pahan. So Rabbi Tarfon says you can use the money, and therefore Yechayev, etc. Now, Ad Kan Lo Pligi, this is the first take. Ela Kishin Ishtamesh Pahan. So according to this, it's only if you really did use them, then you're liable or not liable. Avaloni shtamesh pahan, but if you didn't touch them, imavdu patur. According to this first take, if you didn't touch the money, even Ritarfun would say you're patur. It's only when you use it that suddenly you become a shoel. So let me tell you to Rav Yosef. This sounds like it's a challenge to Rav Yosef. To Itmar. Shomer Aveda. What's the status of somebody who's watching an Aveda? Rabba Mark is Shomer Chinam. Rabba says it's simple. It's a Shomer Chinam because you aren't getting paid for it. You're doing the guy a favor, and correct. Rav Yosef Marsh Shomer Sachar. And remember, Bava Kama, the reason given is that Rav Yosef said that because while you're watching the Aveda, you're patur from other mitzvot, including the mitzvah of tzedakah, you're effectively gaining money from the Aveda, so you're Shomer Sachar. Now, Shomer Sachar, of course, immediately is going to be chayav be'aveda, and therefore, if we would say that both Rav Tarfon and Rav Akiva agree, if we would say that they agree that if you didn't actively use the money and it got lost, you're not chayiv, then you're not a Shomer Zachar. So I'm the Rav Yosef. This is how Rav Yosef would defend himself. He said, everybody would agree with my position that if you had an Avedah and whether or not you used the money, it got lost or taken from you, you're chayiv. He pligi ba'onsin neshoal. Their machloket is only about the kind of onsin that a shoel is chayiv for, like the thing drops dead, anything not in the context of malacha. Ritafon savar sharu le rabbanon ishtamushi b'gavayu. Ritafon says the rabbanon allowed you to use this animal, the money. V'havi le shoel alayu. Therefore, you're a shoel, and therefore you're chayiv any onsin. Makiva savar lo sharu le rabbanon ishtamushi b'gavayu. Makiva says the rabbanon didn't allow you to use it. Hekach lo havi shoel alayu. Therefore, you're not a shoel. You're like a shomer sachar, and therefore, if it's the kind of onsin that you be chayiv only as a shoel, like got sick, you know, and in this case the money is something corroded in some weird way, then you're not chayiv. So Yachil Ficha to Rekiva Lamali. Then why does Rabbi Kiva use the word Lefichach if they got lost your potter? If you accept our first position, which seems to be Rabba's position, that their machloket is about Kneva Vaveda, that's what Rabbi Kiva says, he can't use it. Lefichach, in other words, since you're not allowed to use it, in other words, you are patur b'gneva v'aveda. Because our havmin would be that you're like a shomer sachar, and therefore b'kiva comes and says gneva v'aveda chayiv. Kamash palan lefichach. Therefore, it's lefichach that you're not. Hesh damar lo yishtamesh b'hen. Since you're not allowed to use it at all, shomer sachar lo have. You're not a shomer sachar who's allowed to use the items. V'machay b'gneva v'aveda. You're like a shomer chinam. But if you accept the first position that we had, Rabbi Yosef's position, which is that everybody will agree that you're chayiv b'gnei v'aveda, so kiplim onsin neshoel, and the only machlok Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfon is about the kind of onsin that only neshoel is chayiv for, my lefichach to Rabbi Kiva, what's Rabbi Kiva's lefichach? Hachmin b'ilamitna, it should have read as follows, Rabbi Kiva omer lo ishtamesh behen. Rabbi Kiva just should have said, you're not allowed to use it. And then I'll know you're not of a din of a shoel. You know, chayiv achrayutan, you're not chayiv. Fiachat Rabbi Kiva Lamali. So why does Rabbi Kiva use the word lefichach, which is misleading and makes it sound like the machloket is whether or not you're a shomer sachar and chai b'gneva veda? The answer is shum lefichach to Rabbi Tarfon. It's parallel construction. Because Rabbi Tarfon used the word lefichach, therefore Rabbi Kiva also used lefichach. Well, lefichach to Rabbi Tarfon Lamali. Why did Rabbi Tarfon use lefichach according to that? So hachikam arkev and the sharolei rabbanon ishtamushi begavayu, since the rabbanon allowed you to use them, kemandi ishtamish begavayu dami, it's as if you already used them, mechayev achayutan, which means the minute that you take, that you sell it, and you have the money from the avedah, since the rabbanon allowed you to use it, therefore, you're immediately chayev achayutan. Ava avduktani, the Mishnah said avdu, meaning they actually got lost, not that you're chayev immediately, but only when you use them. The answer is Kidiraba, the Amaraba, Niganavu, Belista Mizuyan, Avdu, Vishutava, Sfinato Bayam. This is another context in the fourth parak, where the city sent their shkolim off with somebody and the shkolim got lost. What does Avdu mean? That they got sunk at sea. Meaning, it was really out of your control. So Amrav Yehuda, so if that happens, like Onsin Shoel. Now Amrav Yehuda Mashmuel, Halacha Rabbi Tarfon. The Halacha follows Rabbi Tarfon, which is you're allowed to use them. You have a din of a Shoel, and then you're for Yechayev. Now, Biad Rachba Havi Lehan Huzuzi Diatmi. Rachba was holding on to money for Yatomim. After the coming of Yosef, he came to Rav Yosef. Amarle, Maul Ishtamush Bigavayu. Can I now use this money? Amarle, Hachim Rav Yudomar Shua, Alacha Kabitarfon. Alacha follows Kabitarfon. Implying you can use the money, and of course you're liable for anything that happens. Amarle, Bayer, Vilavit Maralam Rav Hichelbo Amavuna. We didn't see this before. Loshanu Ella Bidmea Veda. The Kabitarfon only said you're allowed to use Dmea Veda, meaning, when you had an Aveda and you sold it and you have the money, you can use the money. Why? Hoel v'tarachba. You did some work for it, so therefore you're allowed to use it. Avamot Aveda lo tarachba. But if what you found was coins, you're not allowed, that you didn't do any work for, you just found them. Even Rabbi Tarfon says, lo, you're not allowed to use them. V'hani k'maot Aveda damu. And the money that this rachba is holding for the Atomium is like maot Aveda. He didn't do any work. He was just entrusted with money. Amralei. So Rav Yosef said to him, Zil. Go home, lo shavku li da'ashrilach. Implying, I would like to be matur to you, but they won't let me. They're arguing against me. My talmidim are arguing against me. So I can't permit you to use the money, and therefore you have to go. And without the satisfying answer that you would have liked to hear. Okay, in any case, we will pause at this point, pick up in the next Mishnah, Matzah Sefarim, and deal more with, how to take care of avedot, particular avedot. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.